you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
A shout out to my friend Dennis Carlin, nephew of, you guessed it, Uncle George. Dennis and I have been talking about this subject, exactly what may have happened with Jim Morrison. Earlier this week, we're kind of DMing back and forth on this, and I hope that Dennis takes the opportunity to call in later on. But let's bring in Michael Christopher to get the breakdown of this. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Ian, it's great to talk to you again. How are you?
Good. You're terrific. So, I know that as a music writer, you follow both current and issues from the past, historical issues like this one. Why is it that you think the story, these loose ends about the death of Jim Morrison, why do you think they never get tied up?
Well, Ian, you know, the first thing I want to do is apologize if I'm a little raspy tonight. I've been working on the narration for my new audiobook.
Oh, cool.
So I think I overdid it a little bit in the recent days. Maybe it sounds sexy. Who knows?
Yeah. I think the reader, the listeners of your audiobook will say, oh, those were the sexy chapters. So
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait, who was it? McCartney or Lennon used to smoke before certain tracks just to give them that raspy sound?
Lennon would do that.
Kind of cracks me up.
But
all right.
What I think is, I think that you really hit the nail on the head with the loose threads. There's just a lot of things that were unanswered. Nobody found out. Today is actually the 50th anniversary of the day that the general public found out that Jim had died. It was 6 days after he had allegedly, supposedly, you know, it depends what you want to feed into, that
right.
he had allegedly passed away in Paris. And that was one of the things that led people to think, well, that seems a little fishy. I mean, here's this big star, this big rock and roll star, and we don't find out for almost a week that he died. And also the fact that only three people saw his body, his girlfriend, their assistant, and the coroner. It left a weird, weird taste in a lot of people's mouths. And I think that's why there's been so much mystery and so many stories about it over the years.
All right. So I'm going to play devil's advocate here because I have the great honor of being the executor of a couple of friends' estates in their passing. No great, you know, thing to do except to make sure that the will gets executed, et cetera. But so I'm a little familiar with how things work in that regard. And I would wonder whether there was just a pure, in a legal sense, they wanted to make sure their ducks were lined up before they made some big announcement. They wanted to make sure that all the T's were crossed, all the I's were dotted on any documents, any type of transference of his accounts to his wife, whether there were any business issues. And so therefore, they avoided making a public announcement until they knew that nobody would be jumping up and trying to run to the bank.
You know, that is one line of thought, and I can see your point on it, but I think that it's got to be one of the biggest cover-ups in history for a celebrity of his status to be able to have died and to keep it quiet that long. Now, obviously, it's not like it is today. We have social media, and you find out in minutes if somebody passed away. But the fact that they were able to not only keep his death a secret, but to bury him in a cemetery, especially Père Lachaise in Paris, which is one of the most popular cemeteries in the world, with Oscar Wilde and Chopin buried there.
Sure.
To hide all of that is just, it's wondrous to this day even.
Okay, so again, I'm glad you're taking this position, okay, but I'm going to continue to poke at it.
Okay.
What's the difference between hiding and just being private? You know, why would we not just say, well, you know, Jim Morrison, in the end, he was a recluse. He was kind of a private guy. If he had wanted all of the constant adulation to the very end, he wouldn't have jumped, you know, to Paris. He wouldn't have been living in isolation with his wife. Maybe in the end, this was actually what his wishes were, was that he would go quietly should that ever happen, not you're covering up my death. Like his death was supposed to be some sort of news bomb that went off. Maybe he was just a guy who wanted to slip quietly into that good night.
I wonder if at 27 years old, he was really thinking about when he was going to end up dead. I don't think
that
his passing would have been something that he would have been thinking about no matter how hard of a partier he was. I don't think he thought that far ahead. He did say that he wanted to be buried in that cemetery and he wanted to be buried by the poets, and he is in Poets Corner, but I think that was an almost offhanded remark. I don't think he really meant, oh, I'm going to be dead soon, so let's put me there and let's keep it quiet. I think that the reason why it was kept quiet more than anything was guilt. From his girlfriend Pamela, his common law wife, and the fact that it may have been a drug overdose. I mean, she was denying it to. It's not just denying it to the press, which she had done in the days after his passing, but when the Doors manager called her and said, "Look, I'm hearing these rumors about Jim being dead. We know we've heard them before. Can you just, you know, calm our minds a little bit?" And she said, "Nope, he's fine. He's resting. He's exhausted, but he's fine." And the manager kept pushing, is he dead? Is he still alive? What's going on? Why can't I talk to him? And then she finally said, all right, he's dead. So I can understand if you want to hide it from the public and you want to have everything kept quiet and private, but why do you hide it from people who are, in an official sense, the ones that are in, he didn't find out until 2 days later, the Doors manager. So why would you try and keep it quiet from him?
Yeah, you know, I guess part of that is, it's a great question. I don't think we have enough data to say why. Not that you shouldn't be suspicious. I'm suspicious too. This parallels to me a lot of the later death of Kurt Cobain. But I also know, you know, just in real life, right? I remember we didn't even have kids yet. My wife and I were married, and we were watching a news story, and there was a tragic story about some child that had died, and they were on TV, and they were interviewing the mother, and the mother was saying, that was my baby. I can't believe my baby is gone. And they went on railing like you would expect somebody to do under those circumstances about the safety of the pool or whatever. And my wife said, I would never do that. If anything ever happened to our child, you would never know. I would never go on TV. And I said exactly the opposite. I said, are you kidding me? If anything ever happened to my kid, I would want the whole world to know about my kid. I would shout it from the highest mountain that the world just lost a potential game changer, a child that could have grown up to become something really special and important. I'm with this mother in her grief. Now, this is just to say that people have different reactions to death and to privacy at that moment. And I just always thought that was compelling because we both would have had the same loss, but experienced it quite differently. And I don't know where her head was. Do we know his common law wife at the time, as portrayed so beautifully? I thought the Doors movie captured the spirit of that.
By Meg Ryan.
Maybe she was just mad at him. Maybe she was just pissed that it was a drug overdose. Maybe she was just like, I can't believe you would die like this, dying so stupid at a time when you were trying to come back.
She was in the throes of heroin addiction herself.
Right.
So I don't think that it was, I don't think she was thinking with the most clear head either, which could also attribute to why people didn't find out.
Maybe she was hiding drugs. Maybe she was like, it took a couple days for her to get clean before she would talk to the police.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned being a parent and that track.
Yeah.
The fact that his parents didn't even find out for another week. I mean, they had
That's
to be called
awful.
By the American embassy, and they're like, wait, he's dead? Okay, let's get his body back here. Well, no, he's actually already been buried. And they're like, what? None of this makes any sense to them. So for them, I watched an interview with a sister recently, and she was saying how they were just blown away by, like, how could this possibly happen that no official had given any information. The only information anybody received was from the manager of the Doors. There was no American embassy at first. There was no law enforcement. Nobody was involved. There was just a sealed coffin and the word of the manager of the Doors, and that's it.
Yeah. By the way, that voice is getting pretty, you know, whiskey and cigarettes. I just want to... I'm finding myself strangely attracted to you right now, Michael. Michael Christopher is a music writer. We're talking about the death of Jim Morrison. We'll do this for a while before we get to open lines, but we'll get to your questions and comments coming up next hour. I know the phones were a little crazy already. So we know also that he was buried in Poets Corner. I've always been curious, who gets that honor? Who gets to say, I want to be buried in Poets Corner? In the most prestigious, if there is such a thing, you know, cemetery in Paris, that's where I want to be buried, and then they are.
It's not just getting buried at your local cemetery.
Right.
You have to go through so much red tape, which is another question. How in the world does an American, known over the world as a rock star, even though he fancied himself a poet, and a lot of people would make the argument that he was a poet first and a rock star later,
how
do you get into a grave in that cemetery, in such a prestigious area? Somebody had to be paid off, because it's decided by officials. It's not, you can't just, you don't put in for a raffle. You don't say, oh yeah, you know what, I want to be buried in that cemetery. Can we make the arrangements? And to have it happen so fast, it's just another one of those loose threads you spoke about.
Right.
It's so bizarre. How did that happen so quickly that he gets buried in that cemetery and in Poets Corner?
All right, so this brings me back to why it took 6 days, and is maybe that was, it just all hinged on that, is that it, just like you just said, she had to pay off somebody. Money had to be exchanged to the right people, to guess. And if she had announced, Jim Morrison just died, he wants to be buried in Poets Corner in Paris, the hue and cry from Parisians, from the French, about an American, as you say, American rock star, quasi-poet, although I think better than that, but okay, is buried next to all of these legendary people? No, we will not allow it. And so instead, it was better to go under the radar, get him in the ground, possession being 9/10 of the law, and get him buried in the cemetery before making the announcement so that they wouldn't disinter him. What do you think?
You know, it's fascinating to me because I wonder what channels they had to go through at the cemetery that nobody leaked anything and said, we got Jim Morrison here. It's listed on his death certificate as poet, but he's an American, and I can't believe that no cemetery officials had leaked that out, that he was being buried there. It's one of those things where behind the scenes there's so much that we don't know, and none of it's been clearly explained. How did that happen? How did he get buried in that cemetery? And there was a bit of an outcry when people found out, but they weren't going to, like you said, they're not going to disinter him because, he's already in the grave. He's already been buried there.
Right.
Although they did try years and years later, decades later. But how does that happen is another one of the mysteries that leads people down those routes of, well, what if that didn't happen?
What if it didn't happen?
Body in there, and what if something else happened?
Well, so again, Michael Christopher, you're doing great work here. It allows me to really, you know, sort of put on my deerstalker hat and pull out my magnifying glass and play Sherlock on this. So bear with me for a second, because I want to get to the McGowan theories, McGowan's research. I want to get to a lot of stuff. But specifically on this, maybe, again, that's part of the point. If Jim Morrison survived, if there were some sort of body double that was being buried, if the the coroner was in on it, but the coroner, being a political position in Paris, had the pull, right? He had the juice to get anybody buried in that cemetery under the guise even of Jim Morrison. All the more reason, if it took 6 days, that they had to give the coroner time to get it past the officials. And he said, oh, yeah, that was Jim Morrison, great poet. You know him. And they stick him in the ground at the body double, and Jim Morrison makes his escape, right? I mean, that's another way of looking at the same experiences and going, aha, it would have taken 6 days, whether or not it was a body double or the real Jim Morrison, to get that done.
Yeah, absolutely. Either way, you had to put a coffin in the ground with his name on it.
Yeah.
You know, you still had to, and which, of course, that's going to take a little bit of time. And behind the scenes, that all the wheeling and dealing that was done, it's so fantastic to me that was never leaked out during that time.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.